Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. It is Wednesday and time for radio show with Deborah Leanne. Today's wisdom is continuing on the topic of boundaries. It's funny because the card that I drew, I have a new deck. I used to do this 20 years ago, and I'm starting it again as a daily practice to draw a wisdom card and see what shows up. And the card I drew was Sacred Exchange. And this is a big one for me. As I've been exploring my own boundaries on all levels, as I mentioned last week, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, I have learned quite a bit of where I have very firm, almost fortresses, or I had fortresses around my heart and around my certain things that I needed to have in place to feel safe. And they might have looked like, I wonder if any of this will sound familiar to any of you, perfectionism, controlling, complying, you know, following the rules because we want to belong and fit in. I think I had a little bit under all of those major components. And the more that I'm realizing these reactive tendencies that are the underpinnings or the patterns of what has kept me from living my full-out life, each time I get a new awareness, I can see the web of protection, the boundaries that I created around me, and it's been keeping my light in, my brilliance in. There's very many people that have known me for a long time that don't feel like they've ever really seen me until the last few years, even the last few months. And I believe it's because each of these little things that I rip apart, I mean, granted, there might be five more that I find, but every time I take apart or dismantle one part of that boundary, one part of that fortress, one part of that place that I was protecting myself, it allows me to exchange with the world on a different level. So before we get into some of these deeper topics, I really want you to get into a place of being present, feeling in a beautiful sacred exchange with your body and with your divine selves, your higher self. Because when we talk about some of these things, one of the very first things that comes up for us is judgment. And we want to do this in a different way. We want to act like we are the observer, that we're coming in almost like on a research experiment, and we are coming in and just there to listen, just there to see what can be found and discovered. No judgment. In fact, if anything else, compassion. And I've got a great story on that I'll tell you in just a few minutes. So let's get present. I'm standing in the middle of my star rug, and I've got my big heavy boots on because I'm going to run to an appointment right after we finish this show. And they allow me to feel very drawn into the physical plane, into Mother Earth's energy. I love that. They're heavy. Feel my feet spread out big and wide because they're big enough for my feet to fully engage on all parts of the sole of my feet. And just setting that system up to run and that exchange to begin with Mother Earth's magnetic gravity energy. And as that begins to run through the bottoms of our feet, holding us loving and gently in a beautiful, supportive way. We can also just move our butt around a little bit on our seats if you're sitting. If you're standing, It's really nice to just kind of sway a little bit back and forth to the side to side more. It just cues your body to safety. And there's parts of our ego that are already on full alert that there's going to be something that might disrupt the ecosystem, might mess up some of those beautiful, well-laid plans, right? Structure that's so well-oiled and in place, the status quo. And yet our higher self knows that there's something that needs to be blown up or changed or dismantled. So just recognizing that part of you. And then breathing deeply in through the nose, allowing that breath to go all the way down into your lower abdomen, into your womb space, into your creative power center. And turning on that light there and allowing it to just get brighter with each breath. If you can, and you're in a space where it's okay to be kind of noisy, exhale as loud as you can with your mouth open and allowing that as it escapes to reverberate the back of your throat and activate that beautiful section of our body where we hold our value and worth, where we express ourselves to the world. Traveling up in our system, we want to feel our heart be wide and open, that the light that is shining out the front from our heart is also able to shine out the back and connect down to that beautiful light that we've already turned on down in our womb space or our home, our center of gravity between our hips. And lastly, we want to put on our, you can call it a crown, you can call it your unique sun, moon beam, your golden light that comes in through the top of your crown of your head. And just allow that golden, divine, intuitive, magical, mysterious light from ancestors, from angels, God, wherever you want to draw, wherever you believe it comes from. Let's connect with that higher part, that higher realm. And let that just fill us up as well. Just like we're plugging in our charger to the electric outlet so that we can charge up our batteries. And from this place, your heart, which is so beautifully always open and shining outward to the world so that we engage and relate on such deep and meaningful levels with those in our life, I want you to figure out a way to turn your heart inward so that it actually turns in and shines that beautiful love light into you. That compassion is rare for us. And by turning that around, it's another form of boundary that actually before we engage with others every day, we should fill ourselves up with our own self-love, with our own divine connection, with our own gravitational connection, so that we've got all of this physical and divine energy that's coming into us, and what do we do immediately? We typically turn around and send it out. Take care of others, fix problems, you know, make sure that we're everyone to everyone, that we're everything to everyone. And what's weird is when we do that very often, we also put into play our I think of games, you know, where you put up those shields that keep you safe, and holding a shield maybe in front of our lower abdomen, of that beautiful space in between our hips. We might be holding a shield right there to say, I am not going to show you my light. I did it once, and I was hurt for it. I overshined my sister, my mother, my dad, and they didn't like it. And I decided really early on that I would just keep my light at a minimum. Turn down the flame because I don't want to shine too brightly. Because it means I won't fit in. I won't be loved. Or that beautiful intuitive wisdom that we know the answers, but do we share them with our team, with our family? No, because we don't want to speak out of turn. We don't want to be viewed as a know-it-all. There's all these weird protecting things that we do, or controlling. You know, we know the answer, so we'll just tell everybody how to do it, especially when we're uncomfortable. One of the hardest things to do is to sit back and say, I'm not sure I really know the answer. I'd like to take a few minutes and think about this. How often do we say that? Someone calls us and asks us a question on the phone and we give them an answer. Very rarely do we really breathe it in, check in, and or even say, you know what? I'm not sure how I feel about that. Can I get back with you? And it can be in 15 minutes. It could be tomorrow. So these other little ways of protecting and complying. Oh, I love that one. I'm such a rule girl. Somebody actually had a term for it for their someone that they had been in relationship for 25 years. He said she had a rule book, this little black book of rules. And the problem is we never knew what was in that black book. But when we screwed up and didn't follow one of those rules, we were all in trouble. And interestingly, many of us do that. That's our comfort zone. We know what works. We know what we want to fix. We know how to what makes us feel comfortable. And God knows we don't want to change that. And our wiring has gotten so strong. From practicing this for decades, we now have our systems that have worked really, really well for us up until this point. And I'm guessing that they're not working so well for you right now. I know mine haven't. As our world continues to grow more volatile, more uncertain, more chaotic and filled with change on every level, what's happened is each of us has all of our coping mechanisms that worked so well for so many years, actually got us to certain levels of love and success and self-fulfillment. They aren't working so good right now. And we're growing. Each of us is going through our own form of evolution into our next and highest and best self, which will probably evolve to the next highest and best self. It's constantly like, I used to laugh as a kid every time the commercials would come on TV with the new and improved version of Joy liquid detergent or whatever. They were always new and improved because they wanted you to come back and try their product again or continue buying it because you've now got the new and improved version. Why do we upgrade our cars every couple of years? You know? Everything else evolves all around us, but do we allow ourselves the grace and the compassion to grow into our next self? Not very often, because it's not comfortable. So again, our boundaries go up, keep us in our small little box that we created, that's our comfort zone. And I'm curious, if you listened to last week's show, if you actually had a week to become aware of where your boundaries are holding you back. Because this week, what I would really love to challenge you on is, where are you protecting? Where are you holding your light in because you're afraid to shine? I had a moment yesterday. I was in a jury duty selection process. I'd been sitting for a day and a half in the pool, and they finally called our group. And I was nervous because I thought, if they don't even get this trial started till tomorrow, I've got a trip out of town leaving on Friday. How am I going to do all this? And yet they were going through and asking methodically each of the questions. They asked us to please be honest. And one by one, people were sharing, I don't know if I have comfort being fair in this trial because of this in my family, or I don't know if I have a comfort. And a question came up that was not easy for me. I was the only one that stood and shared my views. And I could feel all the eyes. You know, there were 50 some odd people in the room. And I realized that as I was saying what I was saying, it was going to probably cut me out of the jury process, which was a good thing because I really didn't have the, I didn't want to make the commitment to stay and do my civic duty for the rest of the week. But I also wasn't doing it for that. I was doing it out of speaking up, which is a new thing for me, to really share how I feel in a vulnerable, honest way for the best I know of all. And I had to share this. I can't really speak about it until after the trial is over. So I had to share my feelings. And they made me stand up and tell it in front of everybody and do that. And once I started, I felt very clear. This is who I am. And I, in good conscience, could not serve on that jury because I was pretty sure that I was going to have an issue with some of the testimony. And I shared that. And I have to say, I sat down and my breath was quick, the adrenaline was flowing, I had a flash of heat in my body, and I grabbed my water bottle, and then all of a sudden there was this sense of calm and grace and ease as everything settled back in my system. It was faster than the last couple of times I've done this where I've stood and spoken my truth, and I felt that very clearly that I did the right thing. It was a beautiful learning experience. And I didn't get hurt. I didn't get shunned. I didn't get, you know, stoned or burned at the stake. I actually shared my truth. But I have to tell you, parts of me felt like that when I was in the process. So these things can be learned. And that's what I'm truly gifted at, is not only helping women see where they're protecting, complying, controlling, and there's a whole bunch of subsets of that where you distance and get into your perfectionist mode or you're overly autocratic in your decision making and all of those things. And you know what? They all are things that very often are subconscious. And it's the very energy that's going towards keeping these boundaries up that is holding us back from having the energy to create, to creatively express, to creatively and consciously lead, to create and have the competencies to be our truest and best and highest, most impactful self. So join me as we explore these boundaries. Look at places where you are in autopilot mode and you're not even realizing how you run a routine and don't even question about it. Or you say an answer to a question that someone asks you on an autopilot type of answer, and it's not, it hits a discord in your system, like, that really wasn't true. just start looking and hearing, and in a very soft eyes, open-hearted, grace-filled way, turn your heart on yourself and say, yeah, I have done this. And often it was one of the best ways for me to stay safe and to get where I've gotten to be today. And I think I'm ready to change it up. And if you're looking for a guide to help walk you through that, I'm open. You know, I provide 45 minutes free consult for all clients. And I'm willing to help you if you have questions on this. You can email me, connect with me on Facebook. But let's talk. Don't get stuck and not have someone support you through it. It's one of the best and actually fastest ways to get to your next level of growth that you can do. Because this is the stuff that's running us and it's not serving us. So until our next week and another deep dive into boundaries, I have no idea what that'll be. We'll see. Since we started this month, lots has changed for me. My fence is done. Yay. And I have a couple of dates with men that one of them I really like. So, there's lots of potential for new stories and new things that I'm learning that I'm willing to share and looking forward to share with you. So until our next time together, have a great week. Compassionately watch yourself as you practice in your boundaries and see which ones are serving you and which ones are maybe not. Much love. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.